Hey, welcome to the Crossing Church podcast. You're about to listen to a message from one of our recent meetings, which we trust will bless you. If you're wanting to know more about The Crossing, you can follow us on our social channels or visit thecrossing.org.za. Now lean in and be encouraged by Jesus as you hear his word for you today. You can also drop us a mail at forhim@thecrossing.org.za. The Crossing Church, Christ in us, Christ through us.
I'm quite excited about what God has laid on my heart to share with you today. And it's been coming over the last couple of weeks. And how the Lord laid this on my heart was, I've had an operation on my arm. And I haven't been able to drive. So I've literally been at the mercy of other people, or I've had to walk everywhere. And Mia goes to OT on a Tuesday afternoon, which is literally across the road, well, about a block away. And I was walking her there one afternoon, and we were walking and we were talking, and you know, when you're with a toddler, you don't really notice the weather, because you're more making sure that they stay on the pavement, not in the middle of the road. And walking her there, and on the way back, as I was walking by myself, this cold wind came over me, and I was actually quite chilly. And I was like holding myself and thinking, okay, like walk a little bit faster, let's get home quickly. And I looked across the road and there was this lady. She had the biggest smile on her face and she was kitted out. She had the hat, the scarf, the gloves, the coat, the boots, the pants, the shirt, the you name it. She was dressed for winter. And I realized right there and then that I was so not dressed for walking along the streets. I was dressed for inside the house, not for being on the streets. And God challenged me right there, and he said that so many of us are comfortable in our churches. We are dressed for our churches, but we are not ready to go out. And he commands us to go out. In order to understand all of this, we need to understand... So God laid on my heart the renewing of our minds. And in order to understand the necessity of renewing our minds, we have to first understand what it means to live in God's kingdom. We're moving from a place of comfort in our church to the kingdom, to the outside world. And God didn't create you to be saved by Jesus, to then simply keep busy until you're ready to go to heaven. He created you for a bigger purpose. He doesn't want you to be saved and stay at the foot of the cross. Guy Feltman touched on this. He doesn't want you to be saved and live on the foot of the cross. Yes, I'm in heaven. Great. This is comfortable, and now I'm going to live the rest of my life. He actually wants you to move out into his kingdom. He wants you to stretch yourself. He wants you to grow yourself. So we're going to look at this and we're going to unpack this whole picture. And the first thing I want to look at is kingdom. So please, if we can turn to Romans 12 verse 2. It says, "Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will." So what does it mean to renew our minds? Do we need to stop and stop thinking bad thoughts? Stop watching some rubbish on TV? And then what should we be thinking about? So if we look at kingdom and we think of kingdom culture, what does it actually mean? Because I thought, before coming to the crossing, I thought I knew what kingdom culture was all about. But I actually didn't. So let's look at Matthew 6, verse 9, please. And in Matthew 6, verse 9, it's Jesus and he's talking to his disciples and he's teaching them how to pray. And we're going to just look at the first portion where it says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And that's the portion I want us to look at tonight. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So when I read this, I get this picture of, you know, when it's a really overcast day and suddenly there's like a break in the clouds and you get this ray of sunshine that's filtering down. That's what I picture. You see, it's God's kingdom, it's heaven coming to earth. It's that ray of sunshine. Unfortunately, it can't cover the whole earth because we live in a fallen world. Okay? We live in a fallen world. God's kingdom is not, this is not God's kingdom. Okay, God's kingdom is in heaven. But we get these rays that are coming down all the time. That's it. But there's certain things we have to understand. And the first one is that the church is not the kingdom. Okay. The kingdom created the church. The church is the instrument the kingdom uses to reach the lost. Okay. The church is the instrument the kingdom uses to reach the lost. See, we belong to the kingdom as the kingdom dwells in us. But we are not the kingdom. If something happens to us, it doesn't mean it's the end of the kingdom. The kingdom will carry on. Okay, the kingdom dwells in us. But we are not the kingdom. His kingdom is poured out through the Holy Spirit. And it's all for the glory of God. Everything is for the glory of God. So what do we ask when we say your kingdom come down? It's a little bit of heaven, guys. It's a little bit of heaven. It's love, it's peace, it's patience, it's joy, it's the gifts of the Spirit, it's the fruits of the Spirit. And just while I was doing this preach, I also felt God say, when you go out, don't just rely on your gifting. Because then you limit what God can do through you. Relying solely on Him. And as I said, it's all the good stuff. It's all the good stuff that we can see. It's all the good stuff that we can expect one day when we go and live in His kingdom forever. And that's what we're asking for. Unfortunately, because we live in a fallen world, there still is sickness. There still is death. Okay, and we need to understand that. So, having said that, why do we need to renew our minds? Turn with me to Isaiah 11, verse 2 and 3. And while we're turning there, I'll just give a little bit of a background. You see, Isaiah was a prophet, and he lived in the Old Testament. If you can't find it in your Bibles, it's the Old Testament. Okay? And he didn't have a lot of friends. Because he was the person who always came to the king to give warnings about what God had said. So he wasn't very well liked. And in this particular passage, he's actually talking about Jesus and the coming of Jesus. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. So that's Jesus. The Spirit of wisdom and of understanding. The Spirit of counsel and of might. The Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide what he hears with his ears. You see, when Jesus walked the earth, he also said what he spoke came from the Father. Jesus didn't look with normal eyes. He saw the world through spiritual eyes. He heard the pleas of people's hearts through spiritual ears. And we've got to start thinking differently. We've got to start acting differently. We need to realize that we fall under the authority of God. We need to start seeing people the way God sees them, as beautiful, uncut diamonds. We need to realize that this is not our home. This is a mere dress rehearsal for the real play, still to come. And that God wants us to gather up as many diamonds as possible, so that when He comes, He can put us all on display. But this mind, I tell you, this mind, it's a crazy thing. It's a strong thing. It really is. I remember when I was playing water polo, and I was playing at a Springbok level. There was actually a Springbok training camp. And I was playing with all these older ladies. I must have been about 15 years old. And we had just spent almost 2 hours in a swimming pool playing a game. Just go, 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 go. And when our coach finally ended the game, it was like a sigh of relief. And then he said to us, right, put on your cap and goggles. You're now doing a swim test. And I tell you what, I cried. I literally cried because my body was broken. My body was broken. And Richard, I was dating him at the time, and he was sitting there, and he was like, I can't believe this. And I looked at him, and he said to me the sentence, he said, Andrea, just keep swimming. And I got in the pool, and in my mind, I kept saying to myself, just keep swimming. You see, my mind was stronger than my body. I was able to do it and get through it because my mind willed my body on. So our minds can be wonderful things. I mean, you just got to look at the world. Look at music. Look at art. Look at, our minds are wonderful. But they can also be terrible. And you just have to open up a newspaper to see that. It's like trying to tame a wild lion. But yet we call to. You see, God can only use us fully when we submit our minds and we sanctify our minds. But we've also got to repent. We've got to repent. You see, I believe God wants to just pour down on us. He wants to bring kingdom down onto earth, but our minds stop it. Why? How does the devil attack us, guys? 90% of the time, it's through our minds. He's the father of lies, deceptions, and we take in all of the stuff. I mean, I had it today. Andrea, you can't preach. You have all these things all the time, all these lies thrown at you. So if our minds were not as powerful as people think they are, then why would he bother? Why would the devil bother attacking it? See, God doesn't create rubbish. And God created your mind. And He wants to use it. But as I said, you have to submit it. You have to fall under the authority of the Holy Spirit. You have to repent. If you know what you're watching is bad, then don't watch it. If you know what you're thinking is wrong, then don't think it. Because it's a process of sanctification. And guys, we have to do it every single day. See, I believe it's easy. We can say, oh, I've got the same heart as Christ. I feel so sorry for those people on the side of the road. Oh, and I just love everybody. But it's a daily choice to have the same mindset as Christ. To look at that beggar on the street and see more than just a beggar. So tonight, what I want us to do, if you feel that you can, is I want us to renew our minds. I want us to pledge that from tomorrow, we're going to wake up, because we all get up, and the first thing we do is we look at our weather app to see what the weather's going to be like and how we're going to dress. And I want you to remember what you're called to do. Amen. That you're called to go out. But just like you prepare your body every day to go out, you need to prepare your mind every day to go out as well. So I'd like to take this opportunity and just pray. And just ask God to, first of all, show each and every one of us what is stopping us. What are the blockages we are holding in our minds? What is stopping? What is stopping that gifting coming through us? And secondly, I want to ask God that He uses us. That He gives us opportunity tomorrow and the day after and the day after to talk about Him. But He also helps us see the world through His eyes. And see the world and think of the world through His thoughts and His mind.